I think there's one thing that's very important at an academic institution is that we think clearly and speak clearly and talk about what the issues are. I agree wholeheartedly that one of the important issues we have to deal with as a society and as a university, and I speak in my own capacity, I don't speak for any other trustee, is how to deal with the issue of a substantial part of our population having criminal records. If someone attended the meetings we talked about a background check policy, at least from my point of view, we should never have a policy that says someone who has a criminal record can't work at the university. Not only are there lots of people who have gone, committed crimes, been convicted, paid their debt to society, not only should we allow them to work at the university, there are many situations in which we ought to encourage that. Because the issue of how to deal with a population that's gone through prison and tries to reintegrate society is a vexing one. However, as much as I have advocated for that in the past, even in my government role, I think the hard part is to figure out where there are limits. There are places where you should not put people with criminal records in situations that might expose people to danger. You can think of various situations. And so the hard part becomes drawing a line where the rubber hits the road. When is it a good and positive thing to bring someone into the university system, whether as faculty or as any other employee, and when you draw the lines? And to me, that is an important question and one we're wrestling with and one we're coming up with a policy. That, to me, is a different question than academic freedom. And academic freedom is a very important principle. But as I've always understood it, academic freedom is making sure that people who do teach at the university are free to teach what they'd like and say what they'd like without repercussions. And so 30 years ago, 40 years ago, it may have been difficult for people to talk about civil rights and gay rights, and we wanted people to speak up. The hard issues in academic freedom is when people start teaching things that people might find offensive, might find discriminatory, might find anti-Semitic, might find homophobic. And people will wrestle with that. But the issues of whether or not to employ someone who has a criminal background is not, to me, an academic freedom issue. Those decisions are made based upon whether conduct, not speech in the past, is something that we can look at and say this is an appropriate hiring decision. I don't see anyone saying that we ever want to step in and talk about whether or not people should be reemployed based upon speech or teaching in the classroom. And to take a very serious issue, which is what to do with people who have criminal backgrounds and how to apply a policy and apply it fairly, and to call that an academic freedom issue, to me, is not, I don't think, accurate, and I think it does the university and this board a disservice to phrase it that way. And I think the issue that says we can't do any of it, to me, shared governance is an important value. I don't think as a trustee I should ever step in and say this person should be hired over that person to teach humanities or engineering or law or medicine. I'm not qualified to do that. But there are times when we have to step up and say we have policies and draw lines as to who or who should not be employed. And if we agree, that's shared governance. If we disagree as the trustees of this university and as the stewards of the citizens and taxpayers of this state, then we have to act. And so I don't think shared governance means abdication, where we just say anything that people want to do in the faculty, we ordinarily endorse. I'm hoping we agree 99.99% of the time. But I don't think we ought to view the fact that the Board of Trustees wants to adopt a policy to look at issues of how to deal with this issue of people with criminal backgrounds and convictions in the past, not as a policy of excluding them all, but as setting out a balance, is something we should shy away from or apologize from doing. And I wholeheartedly want to embrace that issue. And if issues come before us in particular cases, then we need to be fair. We need to be rigorous in how we approach the facts and our policies. We need to be transparent, and we need to be honest. But I don't think that process ought to be cast as any assault on academic freedom, because I think that would be unfair. Thanks.